everybody.
What's good, family?
Oh, really? How many swallows?
You could have just kept going.
Well, I would have, but I didn't know you were still swallowing. You said go ahead like you were ready.
How y'all doing? I hope y'all having a good day, good week during all this craziness going on. This is another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? I am your host.
Wait a minute. Say the whole title so they could hear it.
Is this going...
You just going to try to squeeze past it?
Is this going to cause an argument? I am your host, Marcus Tanksley. And sitting beside me is my wife of almost 13 years. Introduce yourself, Angel.
My name is That Chick Angel, also known as Angel Tanksley, sometimes known as Angel Akita Moore. And yes, I am the co-host of this weekly podcast that you are now listening to or watching. So first of all, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And wherever you're listening to us on, make sure you rate us, and we want a good rating, and review us, and we want a good review. If you don't have a good review, just keep it to yourself.
Yeah, and tell somebody about us, something positive.
Yeah, that's always great. Always great. Again, we are a weekly podcast where we talk about all of the things. You hear me? Whatever it is, we're not just talking about relationships, we're not just talking about hot topics. We sometimes talk about our families.
Yeah.
We sometimes talk about politics. Mm-hmm. We talk about whatever politics we darn well feel like doing, because it's our podcast.
Yeah.
Sometimes we talk about what you all ask us to talk about, because we love y'all, family.
Absolutely.
So real quick, you can find us at That Chick Angel on all platforms. That is I am now on TikTok. At That Chick Angel TV, if you are only listening and not watching this on YouTube, because that's where you can see this, is on YouTube. You just heard our baby, 7-month-old baby, Amar. You can see him on our...
Almost 8 months.
I know, right? You can see him on our vlogs that are on That Chick Angel TV, as well as he has his own Instagram with his brothers called Tanksley Pride. Now tell them where they can find you, baby.
Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcusina on the Gram, and on Facebook at Marcusina on the Book. And y'all can find me here and also on YouTube on That Chick Angel, chiming in every now and then.
Yeah.
Y'all can, what? Go ahead.
As I was saying, you can also get his merchandise.
Yeah, y'all can get my merch. Well, you know what? With this whole COVID-19 thing, Kobe baby. I'm gonna be holding off. I got orders in right now that I'm getting out. However, my fear of getting possibly something contaminated in the mail, something that I ordered to help make my product, and just also the long lead time of getting new products the natural products in which I receive to make my product, I'm gonna put that on hold for the moment.
The natural ingredients.
Natural ingredients is what I mean. Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot going on with the whole shipping and my distributors that I use. So it's getting a little more difficult. So if you have orders in currently, even by the time you hear this on Wednesday, yes, your orders will be going out. It's just been a little crazy here lately, but I'm going to put those on hold until further notice.
But what ain't on hold is our t-shirts. And some of y'all been ordering those. So if you want a good mom's be like and good dad's be like, if you're watching, I have it on. You can't really see it because of the laptop.
Yeah.
Boop, you can kind of see it right there. Those are still available, as well as Saved and Sexy. So you can get those on my Teespring store. So we've got stuff for you, okay? Stop it, Amar. The baby is trying to mess up this whole thing we got going on. So you want to do In My Feelings or Tanksley Pride Story? Where you at mentally,
let me
sir?
Let's go In Our Feelings.
Let's start with In Our Feelings. In Our Feelings is a segment that we do where we talk about what's got us feeling good and what's got us feeling some type of way. As a lot of people, I am sure this self-isolation, social distancing, the canceling of many projects and stuff.
Yeah, has projects, people, jobs, careers, goddamn,
weddings,
everything.
Weddings, graduations, birthdays. Yeah. It's probably got a lot of people in their feelings in a bad way. But I will say this, besides it messing with my paper, right? Because I'm an actress by trade and Hollywood is shut down. The quarantine, as I will call it, has actually got me feeling all right. One, it's allowing me to address my son's education. I have two sons that have been diagnosed with different learning disabilities that probably were not going to be handled to their best ability in the public school setting that they were in. Not that it couldn't be. It just wasn't going to be. So yeah. I'm getting the opportunity to try to meet that hands-on. But that also has me feeling some type of way at the same time because I am not a professional. You know what I'm saying? Like, while I'm always, I've always wanted to be a mom and I always wanted to be very involved, teaching in this form of fashion has never been a thing that I have ever claimed or thought I was going to be good at.
Shut up.
You leave my baby alone. So while I am grateful.
Yeah, you're doing good.
I appreciate that. You really are. Thank you.
I'm impressed.
I'm grateful that God allowed me to be in a place where, well, I can't go to work. So the fact that my kids have to be homeschooled, I'm able to be fully engaged with them. I'm also like, oh dear God, like, you know, there are people who are really good at this and I'm not one of those people. So I'm hoping by the end of this, I can be like, I did y'all justice. Set y'all up so that as y'all go into this next grade, y'all don't feel like, oh no, I'm so far behind because I was doing distant learning with my mother.
Yeah, better than poor learning with their father.
What is it called?
Poor learning.
Whatever. You could have taught them. You just would have did it in a more interesting fashion. You would have rose to the occasion and it would have been very unconventional and it probably would have worked very well.
I was going to say it would be all physical, hands-on activities.
But that's great. That's probably Kai would learn great from that. It's just, it is a lot. My husband, Marcus, still has to go into work every other day. So, and even when he is at home, he's still working.
I still have to work from home.
So I have all four. I have this 7-month-old who is, if you're watching, I mean, you can hear him. He is attached to me. He does play a little bit, but he's still very dependent upon mommy doing mommy things with him. So, it is a lot to juggle. So, especially because I don't have a curriculum for the 5-year-olds. This is Angel being like, okay, they need to be able to know all their letters, know all their numbers, and maybe have some sight words. So, that's my goal. So, what's got you in your feelings?
In my feelings,
That's going to be the new theme. You like that? In my feelings. Yeah, because you got them notes too. That's not new. That's the new jingle for
y'all. Ain't know I had pipes, did you? I don't.
Tell me what's got you.
At all. In my feelings, I'm feeling great about a lot of things.
I was about to say, you sound like you about to lie.
No. I was like, wait, what am I feeling great about? The reason I feel great is because I don't feel like bad about any. I don't feel... I understand the environment that we're in right now, dealing with this whole outbreak of this virus. I have a positive outlook on all of this.
Okay.
And I think the reason being is because, one, I think we are prepared as we could be.
Amen. Praise God for that.
Without going too crazy. I was telling Angel, the one reason that I'm not too concerned or too frustrated or even fearful of anything, because I don't feel like nothing will affect us that won't affect everybody.
The whole world is going to go through what we go
through. Yeah, everybody's going to be going through the same exact thing. And at that point, you know, something's going to have to give.
Right.
And when I say something's going to have to give, it's more so the governments and the people, you know, running everything.
Yeah.
Because everybody's going to be going through the same thing. So I'm just kind of reacting to everything at this point because I feel like we've already prepared and gotten ready for what we could. And now it's just about sitting back and reacting. It's like, all right, let's just dodge these balls or grab these things as they come down the pipeline.
Yeah.
Let me see. I had something else before you went off on that. I do feel good about you handling these boys. I wish I did have a little more time to do more content and stuff, but it's like I'm still working 5 days a week. You know, either I'm going into work one day or I'm sitting here at the house working the other day.
It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's still a good opportunity for you to be able to create.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Like, because we literally have nowhere to go.
No, we ain't got no. And you know what? That's what's gotten me feeling great and a little irritated at the same time. There's no traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Gas is cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculously, like, stupidly cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And ain't that many cops around. I'm like, y'all can't tell me I ain't supposed to get out and drive under these conditions.
That's exactly
like, my old school needs at least fluids ran through it. Like, this is prime driving. That's what I would do. I would just drive. I wouldn't go to no public places and go into no stores or be around people, period. I would just go out and drive. But, yeah, that's going. When I do go to work, I'm like, I can get used to this. This change right here in this traffic?
Yeah.
Oh, I can get used to this. Yeah. And you can tell the people that's glad to see this. Like me, because it's usually about 10 of us just dipping through traffic, like, because there's still cars on the road, but it ain't as many,
right.
And we all doing so much, we accelerating to a point of just zipping past people. It's like, oh, I'm just going to follow them. We all on the same mission.
And they're like, oh, yeah, we ain't got to worry.
Yeah, now people still getting pulled over, but.
So what's got you feeling some type of way?
Nothing. That's what I said. Nothing's got me feeling like in a down. I think that's why I feel like I feel great.
Okay.
About everything, because nothing's
got me. I know what's got you feeling some type of way.
What?
Your back.
Oh, see, I wasn't even going to talk about it.
But that's the point of this segment.
But I wasn't thinking about it. Now I'm thinking about it. Now I'm feeling some type of way. Thank you, Angel.
You're welcome. This is what content creating is all about. It's about transparency.
No, yeah. I'm still waiting on my back to heal. I need to go get an MRI or X-ray or something.
MRI.
But, I'm still going through it. I'm a whole lot better than what I was last week and the week before. Definitely the week before that. I almost feel like I'm 100% back, but I'm only like at 70 maybe. Mm. And I was out in the garage working out this afternoon and not even doing anything with my back. It's just like certain movements and I feel that sharp pain. I'm like, ooh, let me sit down.
Yeah.
This is annoying.
Right.
This is really, really annoying. But yeah, it's got me feeling some type of way. I just wanted to get better so I can get to doing my thing.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, I just want us to remain.
Your back.
What do you mean?
Your back was hurting?
That was because I was bent over the way I was having to carry him. And running on the hard concrete is not, like, to do that, because I've done this before. I need new tennis shoes. These tennis shoes.
Yeah, you got to go to that Fleet Feet place. Is that what it's called? Fleet Feet?
I guess so.
Yeah, they do. They like specialize in running.
Yeah, so. And I have to run a 5K to finish out this program outside, obviously, because I don't have a treadmill. And I know that it's about to be the slowest 5K.
Sounds better than a puppy.
I want both.
Nope.
That's what's got me feeling good. My husband's going to give me a puppy.
That's going to have you feeling real sad here in a few months.
He's going to have you feeling
great.
Angel's
not getting no goddamn puppy for me.
He's getting me a puppy. Come on, amen and amen.
A treadmill name puppy. You got your puppy sitting out there plugged in.
No, I want a puppy. So, you guys, we have a topic today that I feel like is hopefully going to put people in a good mood. We, as you all know, like, we try to put out real, raw, honest content, but we also try to lighten people's spirits, bring levity to situations, make people feel good. So being that there's a lot of people out here that are living with a little bit of fear, a lot of fear, hell, some people are just living in ignorance, but regardless, we wanted to make sure that the content that we put out on all of our platforms, and especially this podcast, is something that you can escape to. So today's podcast topic is, what inspires you?
Mm-hmm.
This has been a very interesting time because so many people have so much time on their hands, right? So many people are no longer working, especially artists.
Yeah.
And this is a time where a lot of us, our creativity is just pouring out of us. Ideas and just getting the motivation to execute these ideas or figure out a way to execute them, because sometimes we're not in the venue that we're used to be able to execute our creative thoughts. But not just in creativity, but in life. What inspires people? What causes people to create a goal, to complete the goal, to do the things that they do?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have you ever sat and thought, like, what inspires you to do things? What causes you to create goals? What causes you to do the things that you do, sir?
One thing that inspires me is visualizing or seeing the result of going through it. Just for an example, something that would inspire me, like if I saw a car like mine that I liked, and it's like, oh, that's what I would like my car to look like, or I want to have this or have that or this type of engine or to look that way. Mm-hmm. That would be inspirational to, okay, this is what I'm gonna start doing. I'm gonna start working toward that because I already see the end goal. Something else that inspires me, and that's just an example. It could be a career or you know, the way you physically look, you know, working out. Something else that inspires me is not seeing that what's been done. Oh, not seeing something that hasn't been done before.
Filling the void.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a better way of saying it. I couldn't figure out what I was trying to say right there. But yeah, filling that void. It's like, wait, nobody's ever done this or done that. That's what I'm going to create. You know, it's like the, I don't know, Tyler Perry. You know, he's done something that nobody else has done before.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's what inspired him, but not having that, but that's something else. Also, something else that inspires me is a sense of accomplishment. Or making my family proud. That's one thing. Like, whether it's Angel, my kids, even my mom, still like, you know, hey, that's what I did, you know? Those like three things that inspire me.
So going back to your first thing, do you feel like, so you feel that you're more finished product oriented versus process?
I think it depends on what it is. It depends on what it is. It really does. Because if it's like, I'll go back to those same examples, like when I said, like whether it's like physical, like your body, the process may be a great thing of like working out or doing whatever you do. Yeah. Even the car thing, it's just like, oh, I enjoy working on cars, so this is what I'll do. But like going a little deeper when it comes to, I don't know, like a relationship, a goal that you have, like, oh, this couple does that, or this is what they seem to do. I would want to shape something like that for us. That process may be a little more difficult, or it may be good, but you would definitely want to get to the end goal of the finish.
I definitely think I enjoy the process. Probably, I don't think I get to really revel. Revel in the finished product as like much as most people do. I think I do get inspired by the work that is put in more than the finished work. Like when I used to do stage theater, I used to love the process of finding whoever this character was going to look like. And not to say that I don't get joy out of the finished product, but I will say for those of y'all who haven't seen it, Marcus and I recently put out a sketch called Covey Baby. It's an exclusive interview with COVID-19, and Marcus is playing the personification of COVID-19. I got probably more joy out of the writing, the putting together. Let me be very clear. The actual writing still be like, ugh. But the putting together of the thoughts in shaping this thing out of nothing, like out of the air, you know what I'm saying? While yes, looking back at the finished video, I love it, but I got so much joy. And maybe it's because I'm an artist, and as an artist, once you've completed the thing, that thing is over.
Yeah, see,
until you do the next thing.
Yeah, see, with that, because something like that, and let you, like, you can expand onto that. With me, the process, going through that, like, of actually creating it, I did not like. But now the finished product and seeing everybody appreciate it, that's what I like.
Was it the process made you uncomfortable or something?
Not even made me uncomfortable. It's like that process of filming. Like, even with you, it's just like, no, we're going to do that. This needs to look like this. Or this needs to sound like that. It's just like, let me just do what I do. But if I just do what I do, it don't look right. Like, it takes a professional for you to be like, yeah, that's not how you do that. So
you gotta fix this thing. Don't make my job so hard, right, please. Yeah,
because she's editing. If that wasn't the case, it'd probably be, you know, we just go in and do it, and Jeffrey, we can you'd be editing this stuff together.
And it would still be. I wouldn't want to make it difficult. I try to.
No, you want to make it as clean as possible.
Right.
But yeah, that process, because in that aspect, it's just like, oh, I really don't enjoy the product. But like, my car is like 99.99% complete, and I can sit there and look at that car and be like, yeah, but I still want to do A, B, C, D, and E. Uh-huh. But you looking at it like, what else could you possibly do? It's a finished product.
Is it because you have confidence in it? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, I think if you had a little more knowledge about the side of the things that I do for our content, I don't think you would dislike the process so much because you would understand the point of all the things.
It's not even the fact that I did, because I understand the points when we're going through it. Uh-huh. Like, I truly do. But it's, it's not even that I dislike it. It's just like, no, it's better to sit back and watch it. Because, like, I like working with my hands. And when you work with your hands, you work for a finished, complete product. And you like to marvel at that. Yeah. Rather than, oh, let me just work on this and nothing ever happened. It's like, I want to build it, complete it, and enjoy it. And if I want to tweak it, okay, I can go back and tweak it.
Yeah.
But I still want it to be at least 95% complete.
Right. No, I get that.
And be able to enjoy it at the same time.
Yeah, I'm definitely inspired, definitely by the process of working something. Even though, like, my goal, body-wise, is like, you know, the goal, like, I want to look a certain way, there is nothing better. I mean, that's a lie, but I'm using it just for the sake of putting color on the statement. There's nothing better than when I realize I'm in a groove of working out and eating healthy. Mm-hmm. Like, I start to enjoy that. I start to enjoy, like, yeah, I chose that salad over that cookie. I'm going to see the result. I'm going to see what that's going to look like in a week.
That's me. Working out, when I'm able to do it consistently, becomes addictive. That day I can't go to the gym, it's like, or work out, I'm like, oh, scratching my neck, shaking. It's like, oh, I need it. I got to go get it.
I want it. Yeah, that's the one thing that does suck about this self-isolation that we're having to do, is that I could be eating better. I could be eating worse, but I could be eating better, and I'm giving myself some leeway just because of my nerves. But I know I'm not going to keep giving myself this leeway, because eventually this is going to become a new normal, and it's not going to be like, oh my God, what's that? It's going to be, it is, well, I don't know. These numbers keep going up of people being infected, so I don't know if I'll ever get to the point of, it's just. So you said, you had said the finished product, mm-hmm. then you also said, I know you said making people void. Yes, yeah. Void. I don't know if I ever specifically am looking for the thing that's never been created, but I do like when it pops into my head and I realize, huh.
Yeah, but I've seen you think of something that's never been done and you just keep the huh. And then it's like, you know, those waves, that those wavelengths, when you think of an idea, that's actual energy that gets out into the universe. Else. And you just be like, I thought of that and I didn't move on.
Right. No, because it's not, because I'm not going after filling the void. The idea didn't pop in my head because there was no,
but the universe put that in your head so you would do it.
God definitely put stuff in my head for me to do. And I am guilty of not executing.
Shame on you with your heathenish. Now
that's
ways.
Shut up. That is the benefit of not being able to act in Hollywood right now, because that is not in the way of me being able to create. Now all I have are
excuses.
I'm gonna slap you. Now all I have are the kids, and so I just, once the ideas come, I can start, you know, shooting them. So that is the benefit. But no, I never look for what is not there. I more so look for what sounds good in my head. Like, mm-hmm. what makes me go, that's, so for instance, me and Marcus, the whole Covey sketch. The whole Covey sketch, Marcus and I were laying in the bed on Sunday morning because we couldn't go to church. And it literally popped in my head and it came out of my mouth. Right after it popped in my head, which is typically not the case. Usually it sits in my head and bounces around for a while until it bounces out and into somebody else's brain. I was like, you know what? I got a really goofy idea. I want to interview you as COVID-19. And Marcus was on board, which is not also usually him. So this was a blessing in disguise as well, is that he was like,
Good ideas.
Shut your mouth. He was like, okay. And so we were able to go ahead, get it shot. But like, ideas like that pop into my head often enough, and I just don't have the ability to quickly jump on them. And I second guess myself sometimes. But now I'm realizing I ain't really got to second guess myself. I can just do it. Like, there's no repercussions. It's not taking time away from something else more important.
Right.
So, yeah.
So what are things that inspire you? Or do those things inspire you, the two that you agree with? Or the one you only talked about two, but I said three.
Outside of me. Okay, because you said family.
Yeah.
Women that are accomplishing a lot, people who are accomplishing a lot, inspire me, and not in a like a jealous or an envious way. I get inspired by people who are taking their life and their purpose by the like horns and riding that sucker off into the sunset like that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But that's one of the points I meant by seeing that, like,
this is
what they're doing. It's like, that's dope. That's dope. It inspires me to.
But it's not so much inspiration of how can I do, and I'm not saying this is what you meant, but how can I do what they're doing? Sometimes I get inspired by that, but it's more so how can I put my purpose to work?
Right.
To the same degree, if not more. And like, it's women especially, alpha type women who are just like, balls to the wall, like that just makes me so happy. It truly inspires. And it doesn't matter what age, what color. And sometimes with guys it's the same way. You all know I work with Kev on Stage a lot, with Kev on Stage Studios, and he was gracious enough to be like, you know, he knows that I work professionally in Hollywood, not to put down anyone who is only an influencer. I'm proudly an influencer, but there is a certain level of spoiledness that comes along with being a professional actor in Hollywood and being on sets where they have big budgets. So he is cognizant of that and did not want to ask me of my time without realizing that my time is money, right? But I was very clear with him up front that, like, I've bought into what you're doing. Like, I'm inspired by what he's doing, because to be like, okay, the company that I worked for, that I was a producer for, is now bankrupt. Let me start my own studio. Like, that to me is just like, yeah, right. Do that. Like, I'm inspired by people who take leaps of faith, and not only take the leap of faith, but then execute to a place of quality, of high, I don't know what the word, efficiency. So that inspires, that definitely inspires me. Also, the work that I put out, I'm inspired by the effect that I think it might have on people.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, when I think something I'm about to do is going to make someone laugh, stop someone in their tracks in a good way, inspire someone to see their life in a better light, that inspire, like, truly. I had said on a live, and you can cut me off whenever, I had said on a live that we did recently, and for those of y'all don't know, Marcus and I are doing IG lives every single day during this whole self-isolation process. So if you're feeling lonely, you can always join our live. They happen in the evenings.
Yeah.
But I said to them, we did the podcast on purpose, passion, and dreams. This is the moment. Like, I feel like my purpose was meant to be used.
I was born for this.
Pretty much. I was like, if it had not been clear before, this was the time that I feel like I am supposed to not sit back on my heels, not second guess, because there are people who are in a scared place. There are people who are literally by themselves and don't know what to do with their minds. It's a lot. Like, we are hoping that
this is used as a punishment in prison. It's like isolation.
And we are praying that government officials and the news and the medical industry are being 100% honest with us. But we don't know because the news keeps changing
every
single day.
Hourly.
Yes. And that can be very frightening, especially because you can start to feel helpless. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you can't work, there are people who can't work. They cannot pay their bills. How are they going to eat? They're waiting on a little $1,200 check to come through the mail to help get them through. Like, and so while there's nothing I can do to fix that part, I feel like I can hopefully take a little bit of the mental and emotional load off, even if it's only for the 5 minutes that the goddamn sketch or video lasts. So I don't know. That inspires me to know that what I can create can potentially have an effect on somebody. And I try to make sure that effect is something of positivity, of humor, of inspiration.
Yeah. Now, that's one thing I was telling you about the sketches and even the podcast. When people comment, it's like, thank you. I really, really needed this today. Like, I love to see stuff like, it's like, oh, I helped somebody. It's dope.
Right.
You need to do this more often. You know, it's like helping somebody across the street carry a bunch of stuff. You feel good about that. That's how it feels, you know.
But can you imagine if people did that more often, though? Like, did stuff to make other people.
Yeah. It'd be dope.
Yeah. We would be in a different place.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's lighten this up. God dang.
Is you feel like it's too heavy still?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, what else? What is something else that you feel like you did that was inspired? Like, can you give it a specific example besides your car?
That was just me. Okay, I could care less about anybody.
I know, but like, what when it came to getting your old school that I was not on board with?
Uh-huh.
But you were determined. What inspired your need to have this vehicle?
The one, filling that void. Not having one. No, always wanting one. And two, realizing the potential that it can bring as far as creating more content. Like, I'm in the process of doing that. Me and Angie, we're going to talk about that. Because I was like, I have all this footage that I've done of me working on the car, but I haven't, you know, edited and put it all together yet. But I plan on building something with that. The other thing that inspired me to get the car is it is an investment, and there's something that only appreciates in value, and it's something that eventually these boys is going to be, you know, they're going to own it.
Mm-hmm. That's what it was.
Yeah. It's not getting a puppy that's going to die in 10 years and you just spend money on
my happiness
every single month.
I can't be inspired.
That's your happiness
by
right there. Look at him. Look at him eyes.
Eventually, he ain't going to be this small.
He's just like a puppy, y'all. He runs around. He's chewing up plants, knocking
Marcus
stuff over.
Marcus be getting so mad. We need to put a leash on
him. He needs a goddamn leash.
We need to order a playpen, though. We need to
cage,
order a thing with
kennel,
the boundaries. He does the uptake.
Crib.
Day.
It's all stuck. That's what it is.
And let me tell you what,
if you
my
take
baby
the, if you
ever
take the,
is
if you take the
kennel.
Cage or the crib and put it upside down, it's now a cage.
But we're not going to
They
do
all
that.
Serve the same purpose.
My baby ever show up in a kennel.
It's to put something in,
I
to keep other things out, and to keep
paint
that thing
off
in.
Of your car.
Let's give me another project. I get to paint. I get to paint now, too. The garage going to be a paint booth. Oh, going to be so dope.
I'm going to fight you. I'm going to fight you. Who's the number one person that inspires you?
The number one person that inspires me.
And it doesn't have to be somebody that you know. Is there somebody like
you? I don't know. I never really thought about it.
You never thought about it?
Who inspired you?
Ooh, you already know.
Other than Beyonce.
Goodness. She's inspired. I mean, but like, how can you not be inspired? If you are a creative woman like myself, if you love to sing and dance and act, how can you not be inspired by Beyonce?
Yeah, that's what you do. Sing, dance, and act a fool.
There's a lot of women in... Listen, y'all know, this. People look at the social media career and they're like, it's so fun, I should do it. But now that you're in it, you see how it feel like you chugging away at the same thing for the longest time.
Oh, yes. There's definitely no joke to find that niche and go with it and actually make it profitable.
Right.
Yeah.
So the people that I see that do make it profitable, because I know the work that it's taking.
Yeah. A lot of people making it profitable, but I still don't understand how.
And I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm like, wait a minute, you can pay for this? Especially, because it is different. Me being a woman of color, my white counterparts, they are making more money than me. And it's strictly off of race. And it's not that, it's not, I'm not saying that they don't deserve, they're not putting out good work.
Yeah,
but they are offered more money.
Yeah, the numbers don't even match up. Like, less followers, less content.
Yeah, I mean, their content might look better produced, but that's also because they have more money. I'm like, y'all giving them 10 grand to shoot that thing, so that's what you're going to get. Better produced content. So, yeah, but any of those chicks, because it's a lot. Like, when I, as much as I want us to start being able to do, like, some travel blogging, I realize that is a lot of work. Because you have to go on the vacation and you have to work.
Yeah.
During the vacation.
Yeah, no, the vacation ain't a vacation. I mean, I'm sure you can cut out time for the vacation, but a lot of that's going to be work. Which I don't mind. I mean, I want to get to that point.
Yeah.
But yes, yeah, it's definitely work. But it's like you said, like we said, just finding that. Like, what exactly is that?
The Rock inspires me. Isn't that random?
Yeah, that is random. Why does he inspire you, Angel?
Because he's super duper positive and then also an ass at the same time, which...
The Rock's not an ass. Come on.
Marcus his voice of The Rock. He loves doing
it. Why do all wrestlers sound like they're struggling to talk?
They probably are, from steroids or something. No telling. No, he's a... I feel like he's somebody who does not take his popularity for granted and uses it for
yeah. That's something you hear. I've never met him. I've only known people that know people that've met him, but everybody says the same thing. Like, he's the most genuine, nice person you could ever meet.
Right, yeah. Right. Like, that to me is dope, because there's he's on a level of superstardom that most people are not on. And he just always seems to make sure he's bringing a smile to people's face. And even with him being a little bit of an ass, he's doing that to bring a smile to people's face. You know what I'm saying? It's like all a part of the shtick. Yelling little boy. Is there anybody that just drains the like work ethic out of you, where you just like, I don't.
That's,
or situations. What do you mean? Like, where, like, certain situations will make me go, I don't want to do it no more. I can't do it. Like, sometimes these kids do it.
Oh, you say, is there anybody? I was like, that's 4 out of 5 people walking this planet.
Really? Do people drain you from
what really
you do?
Nah. No, I don't. Honestly, I can't think of, I can think of people that I don't want to deal with. But as far as people draining me, I usually don't let people drain me.
You know what? Sometimes the people that I admire make me not going to do.
Stop it.
Like, sorry. One of our sons was entertaining the baby. He's doing such a good job, but he was being too loud. Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes the people.
Drains you?
Not drain. It's just like, oh, gosh. I'm so far behind.
Oh, yeah. You can't compare yourself.
Yeah, and I try not to, but I'm like. Oh, no, they got all that done. Oh, Jesus, I haven't. Yeah. Oh, God, I need to get some more done.
That was Shahzai's husband. He was talking about the...
his bourbon.
Yeah, his bourbon line. And he was telling me all the steps and everything they did. I'm just like, you did what? But I got to understand that they did the utmost, like, most high-quality process possible.
Uh-huh.
To where if I was going to... Not that I am going to do it, but if I was going to do anything like it, I'm like, no, we can cut that cost to a fraction. Of the stuff that they were doing.
You're like, I'm not doing all that. You know what else drains me? People who don't do.
Yeah, that's, them people.
People who don't do.
We surrounded by them.
Oh, God.
I didn't know that until, I think, like, I don't know. When I say lately, I mean within the past, like, 5, 6, 7 years, maybe. I didn't realize how many people that I know that just refuse to do.
And everybody has a choice, right?
Yeah.
And if they don't do, that's their choice.
Yeah, people that know me, a lot of people be like, Marcus, you just refusing. You could be so much more, you know. They could be saying the same thing, but I'm actually working on stuff, so.
That was something with this podcast. Y'all see how we have been super on it this year. We haven't missed a Wednesday as of yet. Yeah. But that was a conversation he and I had to have, because I was just like, please believe, I still have to motivate myself to do, because I'd be exhausted with all this
stuff. I was relying on her to motivate me,
And so if he didn't feel like doing it, I'd be like, oh,
yeah, it would get real easy to be like, oh, I don't feel like it. Yeah, me, all right, whatever. Right. And skipping felt like a vacation day. It's just like, what? We ain't got to do the podcast? Right. So we had to change. We had to have a conversation to change our state of mind. It's like, now it's like, oh, no, we getting this podcast in. That's what's happening today.
Right, right.
Well, as a matter of fact, let's film three this weekend. That's what's going to happen. You know, it's like.
Yeah, because we have to start. This is something that we plan that is about to turn into a money-making thing for us. And we wouldn't just randomly decide not to show up to work randomly in the middle of the week just because, oh, I had so much on my plate.
Yeah, because, yeah, it's truly, like, once we. In it and doing it, it's always it's like that's the biggest hump. Once you're there, it's just like, all right, yeah, we in it. But getting that state of mind when you got so much other to do or other stuff to do, or when you have already done a bunch of stuff and it's just like, oh, I still got that to do too.
Yeah, it's too much, you know, it's a lot. And that I realize, I mean, that's the reason why I am trying to affiliate myself more and more with people that do. Mm-hmm. Less with people who are like, I don't know how, that's why I haven't done it. But more with people who are like, I don't know how, but I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah, because we see a lot of people like that. It's just like, how did you accomplish all that? It's like, well, I didn't know how to do this, so I figured it out. And I just decided I was going to do it, so I did it. It's like, what?
Right. Right. And because
that sounds real simple.
There's only how long are you, am I going to allow my ignorance? Which is actually just a cover up for my fear to keep whatever the Lord has put in me.
This boy is losing his mind.
He's having a good time. He is using me as a trampoline.
Are they still messing with me?
No, he's just having a good time by himself. He's full. He's got a dry diaper on. He's like, this inspires me.
That makes one of us. I had nothing to eat.
Now you are fast with your comebacks. That's one of the reasons why I love you. Where did that come from?
My granny.
Your granny?
Yeah, my mom's mom. She was known for her wit and her quick tongue. And like all my mom, all my uncles were known for that too. Like they would just somebody would say something and they would just come right back and it's just like, yeah, like where do y'all come? And a lot of them they were just smart asses, but.
Like, is it hit you as quickly? Is it coming in as fast as you say it, or is it coming in even faster and you're holding it? And then
a lot of times, like four or five things pop in my head, and I just
and you just pick one,
or a lot of times I don't. I just keep them to myself.
Thank God that you keep it to yourself.
Because a lot of times I'm around people and I'll say something they don't get it. I'm like, yeah, you ain't catch that. Yeah. All right, whatever.
Whatever on that. Yeah, I would say my grandmother as well. My grandmother and my sisters. I don't know out of my family who's the well, apparently, my father's side of the family, those are some funny people. Because I feel like the women in my family are funny, but I probably have the strongest funny gene, but I also have worked on it. Yeah. Like, I have, and, but yeah, I would say my grandma, you know, it was her crassness more than anything else. She was very crass, nasty.
Yeah.
And I think that helps in comedy, in my opinion.
No, my granny, she was just funny. Like, you would talk to her, she liked to laugh and she would make people laugh. But it was also her authority that made her funny. It's like she know she could say anything to anybody that could be offended, that could be offensive, and it would just come out funny. Like,
yeah,
like she told one of my cousins. She said, "Honey, you ain't big. You just big for you." Like,
it's like big for
like,
you.
Like, yeah, I'm just trying to lose his weight. She said, "No, no, honey, you ain't big. You just big for you."
Who's
Yeah, that was great. It was just like, she'd sip her tea and keep going.
So you guys, what inspires you? What makes you tick? What makes you move to your next goal? Is it the actual goal? Is it the process? Is it just maybe sometimes your inspiration is just not to be what your family was, has been. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's just to be like, I don't want to do what they did. I mean, that's the reason why I wasn't in choir in college, because I didn't want to be in my sister's footsteps. I was like, I'll do what she did. And granted, I still did a bunch of stuff she did. But but yeah, just creating my own path and not having to be like everybody else. So let us know in the comments of wherever you're watching this. Amara, would you like to say something to the people? Would you like to say something?
He's just smiling really big if you're watching.
Yes, leave it in the comments wherever you're watching. Now we're going to do the comment of the week. Our last podcast was about terrible teachers. We just decided to do a little bit of a story.
Y'all
want to
hear his name again?
tell him the name, baby.
Punk ass. Jeffrey Gilmore. He was principal. He started off as vice principal, then he got promoted to principal of Bryan Station Magnet High School.
Oh, it is a magnet now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Him. He should not ever be allowed, even his own grandchildren. If he has them, he should not be allowed to be around children.
Okay. So
Public service announcement.
So let me tell you all the comment of the day or week. This was from Jeanette Days. She said, Marcus, I had that happen with a history teacher. Every day for a semester, I either walked in the class and he would say, Jeanette, get out. It was me and a guy every day, put out. We still laugh about it. But at the same time, woo, I was like Angel. I was a good student, never in trouble. So to get put out every day, what were you doing, Jeanette?
Jeanette, if I was in your class, I would be laughing myself to tears. If you walked in and he'd just be like, go ahead and get out.
y'all must have been acting a fool.
Yeah, he'd be doing something. Yes. Like, me, I could kind of understand what he didn't like about it. I honestly think it was jealous. Because I didn't act up like it.
I don't know. You said that people would have to say, maybe every other day, all right, Marcus, calm down.
It was everybody. It was like we wasn't like throwing stuff. We would just be joking around. All right, and I'm like, all right, yes, ma'am, yes, sir.
Would irritate the hell out of me.
And I quit. It wouldn't be multiple times in one class.
But if it's every day.
It wasn't every day. I developed rapport with my teachers. So it wasn't like, oh, you. Other than one time, Mr. Marshall, he had it.
That's what she's referring to, your Mr. Marshall moment. Go to detention. I'm not dealing with you.
We was coming down the hallway. We were still like 80 feet from the classroom door.
He was like, I'm not dealing.
He stepped out in the hall. Hey, y'all go ahead. I'm not in the mood.
Oh, thank you so much, Jeanette Days. Oh, what?
You know another teacher we used to love? She was in middle school.
Who?
Miss Cassinger.
Okay, you at least got a muscle. You must have thought she was cute.
Oh, she was fine.
I knew that's what it was. I could tell by the way you said her name.
Cassandra Cassinger. Oh my gosh, she was fine. The school teacher dresses they be wearing? Like with the ugly ones with like the horrible collar, got apples and flowers on it? Uh-huh. That couldn't even cover that body.
You are terrible.
We was in middle school, like, what could it? There was one class, everybody had A's in it.
What else you want, Mrs. Cassinger? I remember there was a dude, I think, did he teach at Bryan Station? Or he was, I don't know, it was one of Melissa's friends that was either a teacher at Bryan Station or one of the schools. And I was just like, because I didn't meet him as a teacher, I met her as a friend. And I was like, this is how people be sleeping with their, it wasn't that I was attracted, but I knew him in a different way. And I was like, this is the type of dude that we sleep with.
I remember it was one substitute teacher we had, and they were just going down there playing again. I didn't see it, but it was a white guy. He was you could tell he worked out, but he was thick, like he was like a football player.
Uh-huh.
And I remember it was at the station. All the girls was like, oh, he got a donk. Like,
he got a donk.
We was like, what?
Yeah, that's what it is.
It was like, you gonna write your name on the board? The girls was messing with him. Oh,
making him feel me too. Oh,
it didn't exist then.
Well, you guys, make sure you leave us a comment so that you can be next week's comment of the week.
Absolutely.
And again, please follow us on all social media platforms. I forgot to say that this podcast is on Instagram at Is This Going to Cause an Argument, as well as Facebook. So if you are not a YouTuber, you can watch these episodes. They're all uploaded on Facebook as well. You can follow me at That Chick Angel on every platform except for YouTube and TikTok, it is That Chick Angel TV, and tell them where you're at, baby.
I'm on Instagram at Marcus Ain't On The Gram, and Facebook at Marcus Ain't On The Book.
Oh yeah, you did. I'm sorry, I thought you said it backwards. Sorry, I was like, what are you talking about?
And on y'all can find me on the channel.
That
Chick Angel TV.
Yeah, we do the podcast on Wednesdays. We do family vlogs, definitely on Mondays and Fridays. But we're doing extra content, and I try to give you something funny on Tuesdays.
Everything we're saying,
they can hear. They can hear over him. Oh,
no.
See, you got that outside. Corona?
Put him outside.
You got that COVID? All right, guys. Y'all. We'll talk to y'all later. Y'all be blessed.